这个部分，但是我回家。
Even I don't know whether I come back.
虽然这个已经不是我的家，但是我回家。
Even this is not my home, I still return to home.
虽然我不配称你做父亲，但是我跑到你面前。
Even though I know what to call you father, I come.
现在要什么呢
？What do I want now?
开恩
，Have mercy on me.
开恩
，Have mercy on me.
Have your grace and your mercy on me.
那你连这个恩典领导我吧。
这就是律法把人带到尽头，救恩给我们新的开头。
Rome has brought us to the end, but then salvation brought to the beginning.
保罗说
，Paul said,
用什么办法呢
？What way do we use?
用立功之法呢
？Observing the law?
不是的
，No.
有什么可夸的呢？
There's no boasting.
是夸我们的行为吗
？To boast on our conduct?
不是的
，No.
不是用律法。不是用立功的办法
Not the way of law or merit
乃是用信主的办法
The way of living in the law
所以这样不是靠行为
So not through the conduct
乃是靠对上帝的信
But through the faith to God
不是靠行为
Not through this
就不是人本的问题
Something which is then meant
乃是靠信主的办法
Believing in the Lord，
这就是身份问题。
That's God，
要转过来了。
There's a turn。
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord。
从第一章到第三章，我们现在看出一个端倪出来了。
From the chapter one to chapter three， now we see something。
上帝把整个转过来了。
God has turned the
world。人呐、
，man，
你是罪的。
You're a sinner。
外邦人是罪的。
Gentiles are sinners。
犹太人是罪的。
The Jews are sinners。
全世界人都是罪的。
The whole world is sinners。
你没有办法靠自己。
No way to defend yourself。
你说我靠你吧。
Through the law,
你没有办法靠你吧
？No way through the law,
你没有办法靠行为
；There's no way through conduct,
你没办法靠功劳
；There's no way through merit,
行为、律法、功劳、
merit
都没有了
；No way,
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
上帝啊
，God,
我只能靠你
；I can only depend but on you and you alone.
我只能信
；I can only believe in you.
所以全本新约这个重要的点就点出来
，So the whole New Testament is pointed out another important point.
希伯来书第六章告诉我们
，Hebrews chapter six says,
人非有信就第三章第六节就不能得上帝的喜悦。
Apart from faith, man cannot be pleased by God.
这个就是整个要点的转移了。
That is a change pattern.
这样我们看见从神人本转到神本。
So we see that from man's center now turn to God's center.
第二样
，second，
这里要把从人的功劳转成神的恩典。
Coming from man's merit turn to God's grace.
人的功劳。转成神的恩典
，from man's merit turn into God's grace，
这个就从人本转到神本的副产品。
So this is a byproduct of man's center turn into God's grace。
当你知道一切是从神而来的
，we know that all things come from God，
那你就知道了，不是我有功劳
，that it is not because I merit，
那也是神的恩典。
But because of grace，
如果我会唱歌
，if I can sing，
是不是我厉害
？It's because I'm good。
有灵性的人说
，Those are spiritual。
这是神的恩典
，That's God's grace。
因为奉献前
，If you can make offering，
你说我厉害
，I'm good。
我对教会帮助很大
，I help the church。
有灵性的人
，Those who are good spiritually。
这是神的恩典
，You say this God's grace。
你能服侍人
，You can serve others。
你说我很厉害
，You say I'm good。
功劳很大吗
？Good merit。
有灵性的人说
，Those are spiritual。
不是
，No。
这是神的恩典
，This God's grace。
你有口才可以讲到
，You're eloquent。
你说你看我好厉害
，You say I'm good。
我的口才这么。好
，good eloquence，
不是的
，no，
有灵性的人说
，spiritual man，
这是神的恩典
，this God's grace，
我今天做了这么多的事，难道不会得救吗
？I've done so much thing， can I not be saved？
有灵性的人
，those spiritual，
不是的
，you say no，
这是神的恩典
，this God's grace，
你会弹琴
，you can play the piano，
你会演奏
，you can perform，
你会侍奉
，you can serve，
你会传道
，you can preach the gospel，
我的功劳这么大
，I have such great merit，
我的贡献这么大
，my contribution is great，
不是的
，no，
有灵性的人说。这是上帝的
，This God's grace，
今天上帝恩典临到我
，Because God's grace fallen upon me，
所以给我讲道的机会
，I can have opportunity to preach。
我很明白这句话
，I fully understand this。
我从前走遍1500个教会
，In the past I have traveled more than 1500 churches，
超过四大洲
，And four continents I traveled，
300多个城市
，And more than 300 cities。
几十个宗派
，and also tens of these denominations，
这个被欢迎的 最悲欢的传道人之一。
And one among the most welcome preachers.
直到有一天
，One day，
我在中国讲道的时候
，When I was preaching in China，
我已经讲道，要预备讲道。
I was prepared to preach.
我把讲道预备好了。
I prepared my sermon.
有一万个人要来听我讲道。
And 10,000 people gathered.
他们杀了十多条的猪。
And they killed tens of these pigs.
那来的人都可以听到，以后呢，可以再吃了饭再听到。
So that those who come can eat and continue to listen to me.
甚至有一对的夫妇
，Anybody a couple，
听说唐崇荣到温州来
，Heard that Stephen Tong want to come to 温州。
他们就从东北的沈阳，就用他一生的储蓄买了机票飞下来要听我讲。
From 沈阳 or not is they use their whole life saving to buy a ticket to come to listen。
他们等着
，They will wait，
等我来。
Waiting for me to
come. 许多人已经听了我的录音带。
Probably a lot of people heard my tape.
听说唐崇荣来了。
And heard that Stephen Tong is coming.
就从各乡村的人都来了。
From all places that came.
几千个人到那边了。
Thousands of people came.
第二天我要讲道。
The second day I was about to preach.
那天晚上。
That night.
十一点半的时候。
11:30.
有当地的教会的领袖来叩我的旅馆的门。
Church leader came and knocked at the door of my hotel.
他们是。
Reverend Tong,
很对不起
I'm sorry.
北京公安部下令，明天你不准讲道。
The police station coming from this Beijing say that no way for you to preach tomorrow.
而且他们严格的说
，and very very seriously they say
这是很严重的警告。
It's a very serious warning.
你不准讲道。
You cannot preach.
我们如果反抗呢
？If we go to court,
怎么办呢
？What to do now?
那么公安部的温州的支部怎么讲的？
And what is the brand coming from 温州 the police station say?
他说的，你们不要违背。
Don't go against it.
因为这是高压电线。
High voltage wire.
如果这一次你违背了
，If you were to go against it,
不但你们死
，Only you die,
连我们也死。
We also die.
我说不要紧，我不要你们死。
I said never. I'd rather die.
很好的办法。
One good way.
我不讲的。
I don't say.
那你们就不会死了。
Then you would die.
我不能害死你们的。
Because I won't trouble you.
我不必讲到也不要紧。
Even though I don't preach,
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我的录音带一直讲了，我不必自己讲，对不对
？Because my tape continues to speak.
所以我讲不讲都在讲了。
Never mind, I speak or not.
所以我不管， 我到处可以讲到。
I can speak anything.
我在中国不讲到不要紧。
Never mind, I cannot preach in China.
你们回教国家准我讲到。
The Islam country you invite me.
西方国家准我讲到。
Western nation invite me.
我的国家不准我讲到。
My own nation doesn't invite me.
奇怪的不得了。
Strange.
我本来早就应该死的。
I have to die early.
因为我早就有肝病了。
Because I have this liver.
但是上帝留我的命，看看最后我能不能在中国讲道。
But God has given me this life to see whether I can preach in China.
到底神的能力大或者人的能力大
？So where God's power is greater or man's power?
如果有一天
，if one day
我死了还没有进去讲道
，I die, I cannot go.
在中国，千千千万万的人已经听我讲道
，and thousands and thousands of people in China have heard.
Amen. 感谢上帝。但是
，but then，
如果有一天
，if one day，
神奇国站我站在那里讲道的时候
，God allow me to preach that，
我相信不是像一千多人这样的来听我讲道
，I believe that not only 1,000 will come to me，
人数是多的不得了
，even thousands and thousands，
神的工作是奇
，because God's word is marvelous。
当我从温州后来到北京到上海两天回去的时候
，later on from 温州 I went to Beijing and Shanghai for 2 days，
深深的思想。
I thought and thought.
我更明白这个道理。
All the more I understand this.
能讲道不是我功劳。
I can preach not because of my own merit.
不是我的劳苦。
Not because of my
我的
牺
牲。
Because of my sacrifices.
我的疲倦。
Because of my tiredness.
我根本不想这个事情。
Not all this that
我能讲道。
That I can preach
是神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
有机会讲道。
I have opportunity to preach
神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
有健康讲道。
I'm healthy to preach
神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
如果神不把恩典赐下来
，If God does not give me the grace，
没有一个人可以为他做一件属灵的事。
No single one can do a spiritual work for God。
你明白
？You understand？
所以一个人灵性到一个地步的时候
，A man becomes so spiritual。
你从人本转成神本
，From man's center you turn to God's center。
你从功劳转成恩典
，From merit to grace。
如果你还停在这个教会没有我会倒下来，我的功劳这么大，你有灾祸。
If you continue to say that without me the church will fall, woe upon you。
如果我没有奉献传道的没有饭吃。
If I do not make offering, the preacher will go hungry。
我如果没有做主日学老师，这些孩子变成迷路的羊。
If I'm not a Sunday school teacher, these people will lose their sheep。
我如果没有弹琴，全教会都半哑巴。
If but when I play the piano, the whole church will be deaf.
如果没有领唱，他们就不懂得赞美主。
If I do not lead them to sing, they cannot sing.
如果没有大声祷告，教会不能复兴。
If I not pray loudly, the church cannot be revived.
如果不是我讲道，他们不明白这个。
If not because I preach, the church cannot understand the word.
撒旦叫你讲的话。
Satan said that.
你要明白。
You must understand.
一切功劳的成分除掉。
All merits to be
departed. 化成神的恩典。
To change the grace of God.
你才摸到上帝的心。
Then only you know the mind of God.
所以这里说不是立功之法。
Is it not observe the law?
上帝不是用立功的办法来救人。
Not through the way of merit, God wants to save us.
那么用什么办法？
Then what way?
用信主的办法来救人。
Believe in Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
那么立功的办法是什么办法？
Then what's the way of merit?
是异教的办法。
That is a pagan way.
外邦人的办法。
The Gentiles way.
是那些人堕落之后产生的宗教观念的办法。
Is man after their fall, they produce religious way.
所以每一个宗教都有这个观念。
So in every religion, there is a thought.
我要好好做人。
I'll be a good man.
我要有好的行为。
And well conduct.
我要修身养性。
I want to cultivate myself.
建立我的功德。
And to establish my merit.
我的功劳到了一个地步的时候。
When the merit comes to a certain man.
我可以得救。
High than can be seen.
这是立功之法。
That's the way of merit.
这一段圣经告诉我们。
This verse tells
us. 不是用立功。
No, not the way of merit.
是用信主之法。
The way of believing in the Lord.
信主之法跟立功之法怎么变成相对相抗的名词？
The way of believing in the Lord, the way of merit, how come they contrast each other?
这是很清楚的告诉我们。
Very clearly tells us.
一个真正的信仰是绝对。没有功劳的成分。
A true faith will not have any benefit from us at all.
真正的信仰是废除功劳。
A true piece of faith will demolish the with all the merits.
当一个人不明白这个教训的时候
，When a person don't understand this,
他常会把上帝的恩跟人的信当作是合作才成就的救赎的工作。
He will thought that it is because of the cooperation of God's grace and man's conduct.
Cooperation or joint venture.Between the grace from God and the faith from the sinners.
乃是神的恩典跟人的这个信心相合作才产生救恩。
主啊，我们来一个公司吧。
No, let's have a corporation.
我们分工合作吧。
Then we have each other.
股份五十五十。
50-50. 50-50.
你出恩典，我出信仰。
You give grace, I'll give faith.
如果你的恩来，我不信，你也很孤单。
If you give grace, I do not believe, then you are lonely.
如果我肯信，你不赐下恩，我也没有办法。
If I want to believe, you don't give grace, I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
你出一半本钱。你出恩典，我出功劳，我出信心，所以我们合作，天人合一，神人同心。你救我，我信你，救来信去。啊，借道欢喜啦！上帝拯救我，我相信他。这一段圣经中没有的。
The Bible says no,
没有的
no.
你信主的办法就是废除立功的办法
because the way to believe in Jesus means to abolish about the merit
是用立功的办法吗
the way of merit
不是
no
是用信主的办法
the way of belief
所以信主就不是立功了
so to believe in Jesus then you do not
立功就不是信主
the merit means to believe
我想从来没有一段话比这一句更清楚的把功劳跟信仰对抗。
So clearly tell the contradiction of grace and also merit.
我们到底明白圣经多少？
How much you understand the Bible?
我真奇怪，有一些神学院的老师教了几十年，还教那些错的东西。
I feel very strange because some of the teachers teach for tens of years, they still teach the wrong thing.
因为圣经是这么清楚告诉我们，立功跟信仰是相对的，是相对的事情。
Because so clearly the Bible says that it's contradicting for us to have the way of grace and the way of merit.
那个究竟我要信吗？这就是我的功劳吗
？So I want to believe this is my great merit.
信不是建立功劳。
Because to believe is not to establish merit.
信的办法就是废除功劳。
Because to believe means to abolish the merit.
那你说，请你再解释好不好？
Can you explain more?
什么叫做信主的办法就是废除功劳的办法？
What does to believe in Jesus means to abolish the way of merit?
一个到主面前来的。
The one who comes to the Lord.
清清楚楚知道自己一无所有。
It's clearly know that we have nothing at all.
一个到主来的人。
The one who comes to the Lord.
他清清楚楚知道自己没有功劳。
Clearly he knows he don't have anything at all.
毫无所有。
Nothing.
不能自己救自己。
He cannot save himself.
这是主啊，我
荣耀。 I believe.
所以信的本身就不是功劳。
So to believe in itself is not that merit.
那么信像什么呢？
Then what is believing?
我用两个例子来给你。
I use two illustration for you.
第一，你口渴的时候。
When you are thirsty.
哇，你说我可要死了。
I'm so thirsty.
我要水了。
I need water.
但你看见没有一滴水。
No water.
河也干了。
And the river
dry,
come dry.
玻璃也干了。
And also the water dry.
碗也干了。
Everything is dry.
池塘也干了。
Even the pond is dry.
后来发现了有一个水管还在那边滴水。
You find a pipe still dripping.
哇，你的盼望来了。
The hope comes.
你还越喝，眼睛先亮起来。
You find even the dream, your eyes
bright. 我们看见自来水管滴滴滴在那滴。
Drop by drop from the tap.
哇，你最后怎么办呢？
What do you
do? 你就跑到哪里去？
You go there.
后就放那了。
And then you want to take the water.
水就。
跟着你啊 ，drop by drop，
慢慢，你舌头粘在上膛上面，慢慢分开来了。
And then later your tongue spread from your mouth。
后来你的舌头会玩耍了。
And then they can play now。
本来粘住了，一直干了。
一个 stuck。
慢慢水多了以后呢？
When you more water,
哇，你精力就生出来了。
Now you have even your
eyes。你的精神恢复了。
Now your spirit。
你眼睛更亮了。
Your eyes even wide open。
整个人活下来了。
You now live。
你是感谢上帝。
You say praise the Lord。
我活了。
I'm not
为什么呢
？Why
我会得救
？I can，
因为我口这样
，because I open my mouth，
我才会得救。
Then I can be saved，
这个就是我的信心。
This is my faith， 是。
所以你开口叫做信心。
You open your mouth， that's called your faith。
我开口，这就是我的功劳。
I open my mouth， and that's my merit。
我先问你啊
，And I ask you，
你开口如果不在水的下面开口？你向什么地方开，有什么功劳
？I tell you, if you open a mountain under the water, or you open anywhere, is any merit at all?
你开的比猴子的口更大。
You open where, is that your merit?
开三天三夜。
You open for 3 days and 3 nights.
结果呢，给太阳晒到口更干。
And because of the sun, you get more dry.
所以你怎么开口也不是功劳。
No matter how why you open your mouth, that's not your merit.
你说好了，不是功劳，不是功劳，算了。
It's never mind.
但最少这一个自来水管。是功劳。
At least this pipe is the man.
这个自来水管把水带到这里。
Because this pipe bring the water to me. That's the merit.
好，所以你说有这个水管，我这样就可以了。
Because there's a pipe, I open my mouth and that's solve the problem.
你放在那边。
You put it there.
自来水管在上面。
And the pipe is there.
水不来。
The water doesn't come.
你的自来水管那边开。
Then you open your mouth.
开了几天几夜。
Three days and three nights.
结果很想把水管吞进去。
So you want to swallow even the pipe?
你还没有办法。
No way.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you.
这两件事啊。
These two things.
就是我们所看的事情。
That's what we see.
我做了什么。
What have I done?
什么道馆把水带到我这里。
What channel will bring water to me?
这些都不是重要的。
These are not important.
重要的是水的本身。
Water is
生命的本体
，life itself。
现在弟兄姊
妹，
传道人算什么
？What's your faith？
传道人像一个道馆一样
，like a pipe。
你的信仰像什么
？What's your faith？
像大开的口一样
，I open your mouth。
一个饿肚子的人
，One who's hungry，
打开他的口
，Open his mouth，
就会得饱吗
？Will he be filled？
不会的
，No。
一个饥渴的人
，One who's thirsty，
干渴的人
，What is thirsty？
打开他的口
，He open his mouth，
可以得着解决
，Will he be quenched？
不能得着解决
，No。
所以这就告诉我们，不是立功之法。
So this is what tells us not through the will of merit，
那是用信主之法。
The will of believing。
你说信就是功吗
？You say believing is merit？No，、
oh, 信就是向神打开我的口，显明我已经没有办法，除了他供应。
Believing you open your mouth to God, believing that you have no way and He would have mercy on you。
信就像沉在海里快要死的人，他伸出手来要人救他。
To believe meaning that the one who is drowned in the sea, you stretch your arm to be saved.
救命啊！
Save me.
当你手伸出来的时候，
when you stretch your arm,
你伸到多久都不会活的。
How long that you stretch, you cannot save you.
除非有另外一个手从上面把你拉起来，你才会。
Unless there's an arm to save you from above.
上面这个手
，that arm from above
叫做恩典
，called grace.
下面这个手
，that arm from down
叫做信心。上帝的恩典临到那些信他的人。
God's grace come upon those who believe in Him。
你说主啊，
用
我相信你。
I believe in you。
这不是功劳。
This is not merit。
这你知道你没有功劳。
You know there's no merit。
你知道你没有办法。
No way。
你需要上面的信，上面的恩典。
You need grace from above。
所以你向上帝打开你的心门，这个叫做信心。
Open your heart and that's called faith。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers，
我讲了这么长，
After this,
刚刚解释一句话吧。
I only but a small understand only one thing.
但是我相信你看下去很容易明白。
I believe when you read, continually understand better.
我们大家注意来看这一节圣经。
This verse that we read.
第二十七节，我读，你们读第二十八节。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。二十八节。所以我
看
定
了，人称义是因着信，
不在乎遵行律
法。
明白了？
You understand now?
现在明白了？
You understand now?
好，再看第二十九节，一、
二、
三，难道上帝只做犹太人的神吗？不也是做外邦人的
神吗？
是的，也做外邦人的神。好，我要先解释，然后再读下去。
Now expound first before I continue.
那保罗把这个原则讲清楚了以后
，Paul expound clearly this principle.
他就马上把全世界的图画再摆出来一次。
Then he plays the whole picture of the world now.
这个图画是什么呢
？What is that picture?
犹太人
，the Jew,
外邦人
，the Gentile.
这一种
，this
跟万族。
All
犹太人是选民
，the Jews elect
万民中间被选出来。
Elect of all nations，
犹太人之外是万民
，and other than Jews are the all nations。
犹太人是轻看的外邦人
，the one that the Jews despise。
那么上帝到底是谁的上帝呢
？And who is God? Is God？
犹太人是以色列的上帝耶和华
，and the Jews say that the God of Israel，
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝
，and the God of Abraham and Isaac，
万军的耶和华
，and the God of hosts，
你是我列祖的上帝
，you are the God of my ancestors。
犹太人说上帝是他的上帝
The Jew was saying God is dead God.
那么上帝对这个保罗说
And God will tell Paul,
我要你做外邦人的光
I want you to the light of the Gentile
差遣你做外邦人的使徒
So I'm sending you to the apostle of Gentile
你要到普天下去传福音万民
Then you go to the whole to preach all nations
所以这一个外邦使徒就开始为外邦人讲话
So the apostle of the Gentile will now speak on behalf of the Gentile
先指着外邦人的罪
He will serve first point to the sin of Gentile
后来指着犹太人的罪
then point to the sin of Jews
又总挂起来全世界人都犯了罪亏欠上帝
then we see the whole world now sin against God
那么现在他转过来
and we turn
他说难道上帝指着犹太人的上帝
does he mean that God only point to the Jews
上帝岂不做外邦人的上帝
does he mean that God is not the God of Gentiles
是的、
yes.
上帝也做外邦人
also the God of Gentiles
哦这个观念就回到原先的计划里面
So that it comes to the original plan
为什么说回到原先的计划
What am I going to the original plan?
因为律法不是原先的计划
Because law is the original plan
律法是要告诉一个民族上帝对前面的要求人是没有办法遵行
The law is what is to tell one nation saying that the demand of God for all nations men cannot meet
要让这个民族先做榜样回到上帝的面前又是外邦人可以效法他们一同回到上帝。
So this nation become example for the Gentiles to go back to God, and all nations will come back to God.
谁知道律法赐给以色列人之后，以色列人变成骄傲，变成轻看其他外邦所有的民族。
But then what happened is that the law has given the Jews they had the laws and despised all other nations without the law.
那就审判全地的上帝。
When God who judges mankind,
the God who is going to judge over all mankind.Is God who is going to save all mankind too?
那要审判世人的，也是要拯救世人的神。
当犹太人把上帝垄断的时候
，But when the Jew monopolized God，
当犹太人轻看万族的时候
，Despise all the great nations，
耶稣基督到犹太人中间来
，Why Jesus come among the Jews？
受犹太人的审判
，And the judgment of the Jews，
犹太地被杀
，And also in the Jewish nation，
钉在十字架上
，The condemnation of
the cross。耶稣基督复活了以后
，And after he resurrected，
好吩咐他的门徒
，And he told his disciples，
从耶路撒冷
，From Jerusalem，
犹太全地
，Judea，
撒玛利亚。直到万邦
，until all nations，
地基
，to the end of the world，
做他的见证
，to be my witness。
所以这个预备已经好了。
Now it's been prepared。
上帝不单是犹太人的上帝
，God not only is the God of the Jews，
上帝也是外邦人的上帝
，also the God of Gentiles。
上帝既然也是外邦的上帝
，since God is God also of the Gentiles，
所以信主的办法。
So the way of believing
就跟遵行律法的办法不一样
It's different from the way of the law
因为人以为遵行律法的时候
Because men thought that they have observed the law
他们就想他们有功劳
They thought they had merit
上帝是废除立功之法
God abolished the way of the law
上帝用立信主之法
But through the way of believing
信主之法就不可能再被犹太人垄断
Then the way of believing will not be monopolized by the Jews now
外邦人没有律法
The Gentiles have no law
但他们可以信主
But they can believe
犹太人有律法
The Jews
have 他们也可以信
they also believe.
这样就变成两种人都可以信主
So two groups of people can believe.
犹太人可以信主外邦人也可以信
The Jews can believe, the Gentiles can believe.
那么这些人都叫做信主的人
So all these are called the believers.
好我现在问你你们是不是信主的人啊
Are you the believers?
是不是
Are you the believers?
是的举手是信主的人举手你是不是犹太人啊你大概信犹的是不是呢不是吧你是不是犹太人不是犹太人举手没有人敢举手有人啪啪就放下去那你是不是外邦人啊是不是啊外邦人举手那么其他什么中邦啊你是不是外邦人？你是外邦人。
You are Gentile.
他不是犹太人。
I'm not a Jew.
我不是犹太人。
I'm not a Jew.
你不是犹太人。
You are a Jew.
我们是外邦人。
We are a Gentile.
那么犹太人遵行律法。
So the Jews observe the law.
以为他有功劳可。
They thought that they have merit.
上帝说不是不是。
God said no.
我不用立功之法。
Not through the way of merit.
那是人本
的。That's man's standard.
我的办法是什么
？My way is.
是什么？神本的。
God's standard.
你是立功之法是人本。
Merit is man's standard.
你是用立功的办法
you through the way of
我要的是神恩典的办法
What I want is God's grace.
神恩典用信心
to faith.
你立功用行为
Merit through conduct.
信上帝靠着神的恩典
To believe in God through the grace of God.
立功老靠着遵行律法
Merit through the observing the law.
行律法对不对
Is it good to do?
没有办法
No way.
没有办法
No way.
那怎么办呢
What's the
name?那么没有律法怎么行呢
Without a law, how can you believe?
没有律法可以信
You can believe.
那么没有律法怎么行呢
How do you do without a law?
没有律法不能行律法的事
So when you cannot do the law,
没有律法能信上帝
But you can believe in Jesus.
所以叫上帝不但做了犹太的上帝
Not only God is God of Jews,
上帝也做了外邦的上帝
Also God of Gentiles.
因为不是在行律法的功劳上建立救恩
So we do not establish salvation through the marriage by observing laws.
乃是用信主的办法里面建立救赎的果效
But through the result of redemption by believing in the Lord.
我们没有律法
So we have no law.
我们没有不能遵行律法
We cannot observe the laws.
但我们可以来到上帝面前
But we can come to the Lord.
信心接受他的恩典
Using our faith to believe to accept his grace.
这就是这一段圣经的意思
That's the meaning of this book.
上帝不但是犹太人上帝
God not only is the God of
the Gentiles 也是外邦人的
上帝 Not only God is the God of Jews but also the God of Gentiles
一二三上帝不单做了犹太人上帝上帝也是外邦人的上帝那么这样上帝就可以用这个新的办法拯救所有有罪的人
So God can use this new way to save all sinners
世人都犯了罪
All men have sinned
犹太人犯罪之后神赐下律法
The Jew would have sinned God has given the law
外邦人犯罪之后不明白律法
The Gentile would have sinned they don't understand the law
犹太人有了律法没有办法行出来
The Jews have a law but they cannot do it
外邦人没有律法他们也不知道怎么行出来
And the Gentile have no law and they also do not know how to observe
没有律法的行不出来
Without the law they cannot do it
有律法的也行不出来
With law also they cannot do it
上帝说
God said
不用功劳不用行律法
not to observe
不用行为
not to conduct
不用人本的办法
not to man's standard
我给你新的办法
I give a new way
信主之法神本的办法恩典的办法
grace
神自己做的功课
God's own way
你们信他
you believe in him
所以犹太人可以不可以信呢
can the Jews believe
可以信
yes
外邦人可以不可以信呢
can the Gentiles believe
也可以信
yes
不同的地方在哪
what's the difference
犹太人有了律法
the Jews are believe the law
试探行了行为
They want to try their conduct.
后来加上信
And then they add their faith.
外邦人呢
The Gentiles.
只有信
They only have faith.
但是从来没有行为的功劳
Never have a merit of the law.
哪里好
Which better?
哪里好啊？啊？两个都有最好吗？因为有信心没有行为是死的吗？对不对呢
Because of faith without deeds is dead.
你是感谢主我是外邦人有信就好了不必行为啊
you see, Praise the Lord because I'm a Gentile I have faith that's good enough without the law.
这样简单这么方便 Hallelujah 感谢主
Such a simple way Praise the Lord Hallelujah
那这就是因信称义的道理一误解就害死许多人
And that's called doctrinal justification by faith if we misunderstand you will kill many people
请你注意啊
Be careful
犹太人尽心要行律法结果信
The Jews who hardly want to observe the law was there's no way
后来如果他们真明白了就信耶稣他就得救
If they truly understand they believe in Jesus they will save
是不是信加上行
Is it faith?
Act? 不是
，action no
是不信需要信
，because they cannot do it.
不是信加上信
，not they have the contact and then add the faith.
那么信以后
，after they believe，
要不要有好的行为呢
？Do they have good？
要不要
？Must they have good？
要
，yes。
这跟他有行为靠做行为讨上帝是不同的。
So that's the difference of those who want to depend on contact to have contact and doing contact。
那么外邦人信以后
，the Gentile after they believe，
就要感谢主。不必行礼，不
是 Lord，
不是
Lord，
不是
Lord，
他应当照着信基督新生命产生的新生活，超越律法。
It must be because they believe in Jesus, they have a new life, they produce the produces the way of life was better than the laws.
所以耶稣基督对门徒说
，So Jesus told the disciples，
你们的义如果不超过法利赛人的义。你就断不能进天国。
If your righteousness does not transcend the righteousness of the Pharisee, you cannot go enter into heaven.
这样子，谁告诉你基督徒不需要行为
？So who then tells a Christian to not must not have good works?
那是错误的教训。
That's a wrong teaching.
那最先我得救不是靠行为。
But originally, when I'm saved, it's not through contact.
这就是靠信心。
But through faith.
信心不是功劳。
Faith is not merit.
信心不是立功，而是废功。
Because this faith does not establish merit, but abolish merit.
信心的本身就承认我没有功，所以需要耶稣基督。
Faith is only to acknowledge that I have no merit.
所以上帝借着信使人成义。
Because through faith, justified.
啊，不偏待的。
He doesn't have
犹太人有了律法，但是他们借着信到上帝面前的人就称义。
The Jews were not law, but through faith they come to God and they are saved.
外邦人没有律法，他们借着信到上帝面前也称义。
The Gentiles do not have the laws, but yet through faith they come to God and they are justified too.
我再讲一次
，one more time.
犹太人有了律法
，the Jews have the law,
他们不要靠律法
，they do not depend on
the law. 他们借着信到上帝面前
，but through faith they come to God,
他们得救
，they are saved.
外邦人没有律法
，the Gentiles without the law，
他们不能靠律法
，they cannot depend on the
law。他们借着信到上帝面前，他们也得救。
Faith they come to God they are saved。
上帝称有律法而信的人为义
，so God calls those of the law but then through faith are justified。
也称没有律法而信的人为义
，so God also justified those without the law but believe in Him。
这样总原则就出来了。
Then the principle now comes。
是信使我们称义。
It is faith that justifies。
信使我们得救。
Say the safer。
不是律法。
Not through。
不是行为。
Not through conduct。
不是功劳。
Not through merit。
不是有律法或者没有律法。
Not whether you have law or not。
神是公义的。
God is the righteous。
因为他称信他的为义。
Because he justified those who believe in
him。信他的人。
Those who believe in him。
有些在犹太中间。
Some are in the Jews。
有些在外邦。
Some are Gentiles.
有些是有律法的知识
，Some with the
有些从来没有律法的知识
，Some without knowledge of law.
这两种不同的人
，But these two categories
有个相同的地方
，They have one similarity.
他们都是信主的人
，They believe in Jesus.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
不是立功之法
，Not through the will of merit.
而有信主之法
，But believing in Jesus.
现在你再读，你就更明白了。
Now all the more you understand when you read.
我们再从第二十七节
，Verse 27, one more time.
一直读下去，一二三。
即
是
这样，
哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有理由？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。难道上帝是做犹太人的上帝，不也是做外邦人的上帝？是的，也做外邦人的上帝。上帝既是一位，他就要因信称那受割礼的为义，也要因信称那未受割礼的为义。这样，我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。那么现在。保罗就把律法跟割礼连在一起谈。
Now Paul has come together, put together this law and circumcision.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
凡受割礼的都是亚伯拉罕的后代。
Those even circumcised are the descendants of Abraham.
你说真的吗
？Is that true?
他是亚伯拉罕哪一种后代呢
？Abraham, what kind of?
亚伯拉罕肉身的后代。
That's the descendant coming from flesh.
要不然就几种后代。
How many descendants?
要不然就两种后代。
Two kinds.
一种
the first
是肉身的后代。
And the descendant coming from flesh.
第二种
the second
是信心的后代。
And also descendant by faith.
因为亚伯拉罕不但是犹太人之父。
So Abraham not only is the father of Jews.
亚伯拉罕更是信心什么？信心之父，对不对？
The father of the faithful one.
所以这里就看到了两种的后代。
So two descendants.
肉身的后代。
By flesh.
这是信心的后代。
By faith.
这肉身做亚伯兰的后代。
Those who are descended by flesh.
都受了律法。
They have the law.
这肉身做亚伯兰的后代。
Those who are descended by flesh.
都有一个特别的记号。
They have a special sign.
就是受隔离。
They've been circumcised.
亚伯兰的后代。
Abraham,
孩子生出来
after they've been born,
第八天的时候
day,
就要行隔离
circumcised,
身上有印证
and there's a sign,
证明他真是亚伯兰的后代
to prove that they are descended of Abraham,
就叫做受隔离
circumcised,
这些就是以色列
that's called Israel,
他们有律法
they have the law,
又有隔离有肉身的印记
The sign of the flesh.
但是今天圣经要告诉我们是什么呢
But then the Bible wants to tell today,
如果有人不受隔离
Anyone who is not circumcised,
从肉身来说
from the flesh,
他不是亚伯兰的后代
He is not descended of Abraham
但如果他有信心来说
He is by faith,
他是亚伯兰后代
He is Abraham's descendant
亚伯兰是信心之父你明白吗
Because Abraham is the father of faith
感谢上帝
为
什么我们今天是借助什么成为亚伯兰后代
through what we are called the seed of Abraham
我们借助什么印记证明我们是亚伯兰后代
What kind of seal that we can be called the descendant of Abraham
我们没有受割
We are not circumcised
我们没有遵行律法
We don't observe the law
从肉身来说
From the flesh
我们不是亚伯兰后代
We are not Abraham's descendant
亚伯拉罕是信心之父
But Abraham is the father of the faith
或者这句话言论可以翻译是信者之父
the father of the believers
The fatherOf the believers,
那是信者之父。
Are we believers?
我们是信的人。
Yes,
是的。
Abraham was delighted by God.
神喜悦亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was justified by God.
神称他为义。
Simply because he has faith in Him.
那乃是他对神有信心。
Now,
现在
we have faith in Him too.
我们同样对神有信心。
We will surely be justified.
同样我们会被称义。
Because our God is God of justice.
因为神是公义的人
He will justify those who have faith in him
那对他有信心的神要称我们为义
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
So no matter you have been circumcised or not
无论你受割礼不受割礼
But you have faith in him
你对他有信心
Either you are circumcised or you are not circumcised
无论你受割礼或是不受割礼的
All surely be justified
都能够被他称为
感谢上你就明白这句话的意思最后一点
the last point,
今天我们不讲
你们
却要花一段的时间来讲
spend some time on that.
这样的话
Then,
那没有律法不是一样了吗
Is it the same without the law?
不受隔离也一样了吗
Will be the same now.
那基督徒就废除律法了吗
The Christian today abolish the law?
我们的信仰是废除律法的吗
Our faith does it abolish the law?
这危机太大了
This is not a crisis.
这个不是侮辱上帝吗
That's an insult God.
因为律法也是上帝赐下的
Because law is given by God.
难道我们一信耶稣就侮辱上帝赐下律法
Does it mean to say that when you become Christian we insult God has given the law?
下个礼拜
Next week.
我们继续讲一个很重要很重要的
We'll continue the Christian something which is important.
愿上帝赐福给我们
May God bless us.
我们大家站起来
It's all right.